The North Carolina Board of Elections has not yet held a public evidentiary hearing on allegations of fraud in the 9th Congressional District, but Democratic candidate Dan McCready is gearing up for another election. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Last Thursday, Democrat Dan McCready took back his concession to Republican Mark Harris, and now he's asking for money. In an email to supporters, McCready's campaign writes that the candidate never imagined we would watch one of the most sacred of those rights, the right to vote, fall under attack right here at home. The email continued, "We can't stand down just yet. Help me stay in this fight by chipping in a donation right now." McCready is also trying to reassemble his campaign staff, who had dispersed across the country after his apparent loss in the November 6 election. Aaron Simpson, McCready's communications manager, said, "Right now people are turning around on the road to come back." The North Carolina Board of Elections has said it will hold a public evidentiary hearing on allegations of fraud in the race on or before December 21st. It's possible the board could order a new election. Jerry Cohen, an elections law expert in North Carolina, says state law only lets the board call a new election for the entire 9th district. He says it can't hold a smaller election in the two counties where fraud is alleged, Bladen and Robeson counties, and it can't call for a new Republican primary between Harris and Robert Pittenger. Cohen says only the U.S. House of Representatives could order an entirely new election for the 9th district that would include new party primaries. Democratic House member Steny Hoyer has said Democrats might not seat Harris in January, but there hasn't been any discussion about new primaries. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.